Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese, we're back. All right, hang tight, everybody. I got some questions for Ike. Ike was in the combine 20 years ago. And
thanks.
And I'm sure that you were asked like nuts and bolts football questions or stuff like that, right? I doubt they were going outside the box and asking if you liked men or...
I didn't get any of those questions.
Right, which they ask now, and somehow they get away with it, and somehow they still think it's appropriate to ask.
I did get questions about my drinking habits, though.
What did they say?
Well, they just asked me how much do I like to go out. How often you like to go out.
And did you lie?
Of course I did.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't really go
how
out.
How many beers have you had, too?
Is that right?
You know, it's one of those things, yeah. Well, you know, I had a disorderly conduct when I was in school.
What'd you do?
Well, fighting.
Who were you fighting?
Who knows?
Was it
probably some fraternity?
Was it a party?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So you're at a frat party.
Yeah,
some dude
yeah.
got out of line, thought he was tough, and you flattened him.
Well, you know what? I don't even think it had anything to directly do with me, but when the group gets into it, you're either with the group or you're not with the group.
Right.
Yeah. And so, but I was one that was easily identified.
Yes. Would you get a ticket?
Why y'all grabbing me?
They handcuff you to a bench?
Handcuffed me and threw me on that, like the hot hood, like the hood of the car.
Oh,
in the summertime, yeah.
Did they take you back to the station? Did?
Oh, yeah.
They threw you in a cell?
Oh, yeah.
Was this pre-Saban or
no,
Saban?
No, this was Saban.
What did Coach have to say?
I paid for it, believe me.
Did you call in his office?
Hell yeah.
I said, how'd that conversation go?
Not good.
So what's the first? So you go in, and how much are you dreading having to go in?
Oh,
and
I'm dreading it because it happened on like a Friday, right? So you know you got to go see him Monday.
So all
weekend. You get through Saturday not knowing whether or not has he found out about it yet. By Sunday, you know he's found out about it, and I got to go see him Monday morning.
So Monday morning, you go in.
By then, I had my story together by then.
So is he has an office, and there's like a waiting area outside, mm-hmm. So you're waiting in the waiting area.
Oh, yeah.
And then he tells the secretary to send you in. So you go in.
It's pretty good. Yeah, this is how it goes.
So
yeah.
he's sitting at his desk.
He likes to rock in his chair doing this. This is what he does.
So what did he say?
I don't remember exactly what he said. I know he asked me what happened. And I guess he wanted to give me an opportunity to explain my side of it. And then he snapped.
So you're giving your side. And
yeah, because
he's rocking back and forth in his chair. He's got his hands.
He already knows what he wants to say.
Yeah, no matter what you say, it's not going to change anything he says.
Now, I didn't notice at the time, but this is stuff I'm figuring out later on, right? So really what it boiled down to and I got chewed out for is because instead of being a quote-unquote team leader, and diffusing the situation.
Right.
I help escalate it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're an upperclassman.
Yes. Yes.
And then you left. Now, what was
I actually was a sophomore then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a redshirt sophomore, so it was actually my third year.
So were you, now what was the punishment?
What, from him?
Mm-hmm.
Early morning runs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had to do that for a few weeks. That's 5 o'clock.
Oh,
that's
man.
5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Where you run, just around
in the indoor facility.
Oh, yeah?
The strength and conditioning coach, Kent Manny. Oh, yeah, he is the guy who administers this run.
So there's a couple knuckleheads like you in there.
Oh, yeah, it could be. Because you could be a part of early morning run for not going to class.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because we got to take progress reports around with us every so often.
Right.
They check on the grades, and the professor has to sign it and that whole thing. So there are guys that the coach gets emails or notes on that they haven't been in class for X amount of days or miss X amount of lectures and this and that and the other, then Nick's calling you in there and you know you're going to be a part of the Breakfast Club. It was called the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
I just Googled Nick Saban mad. And let's just say there's a lot of pictures that come up in Google Images. That's awesome.
Yeah. Dude, when I see him on the sideline in Alabama, dude, I just crack up. I'm like, yeah, I know what that's like. that's like. And the funny part is, coaches do too. His assistant coaches.
Oh, they get it just as much as the players, right?
Oh, yeah. And he'll get one of them right. And, like, you know how you see it on the sideline during a game at times?
Yeah.
Like him and Lane Kiffin or whatever? Or let a bad practice taking place with a particular position or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. If he's had enough of it, especially if it's on the defensive side of the ball, that's really all he cared about. On the defensive side of the ball, he'd snap right there in practice.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he grinded. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he grinded on those coaches, man.
Dude, let me tell you, when players leave Nick Saban, I always say, you leave as a better football player, and believe me, you ain't looking back when you leave. You are ready to go when you leave from Nick Saban, man.
I believe it.
It's over. There's no flowers. There's none of that stuff. No tearful goodbyes. There's no long hugs. There's none of that.
No. I'm out.
It's reciprocated now.
Yeah.
That's how he rolls,
too. Yeah, I bet.
He rolls that way, too.
All right, let me ask you some questions over the last few years that have been asked, according to multiple reports out there. Mm-hmm. Are you afraid of clowns?
No.
So would you say no? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'm saying no.
What kind of fish are you?
Now, that one I wouldn't understand. The first thing I'm going to say is a shark, right?
Right, that's what most of the responses are.
Right, yeah.
Why would you be a shark?
Is that good or bad?
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I'm a shark because those are the ones everyone fears.
They're the coolest.
Yeah, like everyone fears sharks.
How many ways could you use a brick in a minute?
How many ways can you use a brick in a minute?
We'll pass that one. Box.
That's one I'll be sitting there like, hold on, is he trying to trick me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
What color is chocolate?
Hold up. Now, why is that appropriate?
It's not.
You want to know what type of underwear I'm wearing?
It's not appropriate. None of these questions are appropriate. If you look at what's legal to ask during a job interview, and I guess maybe this isn't considered a job. I don't know how they get away with it, but what's legal to ask, you pretty much can't ask any of these questions, right?
Boxers are brief.
What color is chocolate?
Huh?
What color is chocolate?
Brown?
That's what I would have said. Yeah. and then they asked them, what color is melted chocolate?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you sitting on a bus speeding on a mountain?
Where am I sitting on a bus speeding on a mountain?
I guess front, back, middle.
Back of the bus?
Are you back of the bus?
Yeah.
Are you back of the bus?
Speeding downhill?
I always sat back of the bus.
Downhill, right?
Yeah.
I want to be in the back. The front is going to crash first, right?
What is your murder weapon of choice?
This is the one where I'd be like, hold on. This is a trick question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What is my murder weapon of choice? I don't know. A spork?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, shank. Yeah, I'm sure they'd love to hear that. I'd say gun.
A gun?
Yeah.
I'd be scared to say
gun. I put a potato on it, too.
Your brother ain't saying gun. I'm like, I don't know.
A spork. All right, last one.
I don't know.
What is this? And
give me a crazy one.
Do you find your mother attractive? Like, seriously.
Okay, now that's one I'm like, yeah. Then I think, like, hold on. Does that mean I'm attractive? Do I find my mother attractive?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what...
That would mean you are attracted to her, right? No?
Yeah. That's how I would read it. I don't know. That's where I think the guy should be punched in the face for asking anything about the mother.
Right?
Seriously.
If I say no, then what? That's not a good answer?
Oh, God. Let's go to Jeff, Boyertown. What's up, Jeffy? Ooh. No, Jeff. Matt. Jersey, Matt.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, Matty?
What up, Matt?
How you doing?
Good.
All right, listen, I got an athlete.
All right.
I'm going to say George Foreman.
George Foreman.
George Foreman. As the best athlete? Which George Foreman? The first George Foreman or the second one? Not the second one.
No, the first with the grill? That George Foreman? The one with the grill?
What? Yeah.
Why would he be the best athlete? I'm just asking.
I don't know. I mean, he went undefeated.
No. Well, he didn't go undefeated.
No?
No. Muhammad Ali beat him.
Muhammad Ali beat him. Thriller Manila? No, not the other one. One over in Africa. Was that the Thriller in Manila? No, that's Joe Frazier. Right?
No, it was the Rumble in the Jungle.
Rumble in the Jungle.
No, yeah, he beat him. You know, because Muhammad Ali, everybody thought he was going to lose because he lost it.
Boombaye Ali.
He lost to Frazier. Yep. Muhammad Ali, George Foreman crushed George Frazier. Him. And that was the whole Muhammad. He did the rope a dope, and Foreman fell for it. And oh man, Muhammad Ali, you got to throw. We were doing 1980 until
Ali was still boxing in 80. Just wasn't at his best then.
No, he wasn't. No, that was when he should have been boxing, and he just didn't. Man,
took those last few fights.
So no Ben today, but Mosh is here today. And Mosh actually saw some. So Ike asked this. Ike said, we were talking about Bron, and he said, man, you know what? Bron might be the best athlete I've ever seen, right? Which is like, you think about it, you're like, yeah, man, best raw athlete. Bron, what he does, how big he is, what he's able to do at that size, Ike, is ridiculous. So we put it out on Twitter, at Mark's Reese WIP, Mosh. What do we got?
A couple people did say Ike Reese is the greatest athlete they've ever seen.
I guess I didn't see you play tennis that one time.
My kids aren't even on Twitter.
I agree. You're a pretty good athlete.
A lot of the same stuff you guys were saying, Bo Jackson. A couple that said Usain Bolt. And going along with that Olympic athlete theme, at A Giordano 14, Andrew Giordano says Ashton Eaton, he's the world record holder in the decathlon, and the scoring has remained the same in that sport over the decades. So he is the number one decathlete of all time.
Who is this?
Ashton Eaton.
Ashton Eaton.
I quickly Google him. Well, thank you very much, Mosh.
It went deep.
Yeah.
Decathlon.
Yeah. Yeah, I sure. Listen, of course he's a great athlete.
I don't think LeBron can do all 10 of those events, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but what would Ashton Eaton do against Bron in basketball?
On a basketball court. I'm getting a couple. I got Deion Sanders.
Deion. All-star in two sports, right?
Shout out to my boy Ferdo.
That's a great one, actually.
Yeah, primetime. Primetime was a damn good athlete.
Remember, he used to take the helicopter from the Braves playoff games to, or the other way around, Falcons practice game. To the Braves playoff games.
Yeah. Yeah, Deion was and he played both sides. Played both sides of the ball and played two sports.
Oh, man, that's right. Returner, top corner, offensive player.
Deion would have to be in the he's in the conversation.
Brian Jordan.
He played two sports.
He was pretty good at both sports.
Probably was a better baseball player than he was football, right?
He definitely had a longer career.
Yeah. Smart.
But, yeah, yeah, hey.
He got out of football, yeah.
8887.
He was a safety in football.
He was.
Yeah.
8887299494. Elway could have been, he was drafted as a
played baseball, yeah.
Baseball, and he was a quarterback.
I think I put Deion up there in that cat. Deion, Bo, LeBron. Right? It's funny because I said LeBron being the best athlete. It's funny. These other guys, with the exception of Bo, they sort of dominated their sports with championships too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. They did. I would have loved to see what Bo could have done if he didn't hurt himself.
Yeah.
I loved him as a football player. I love that. That was L.A. Raiders.
Yeah, Bo knows.
Bo knows. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, we're back. Still to come, a former Philadelphia Philly player calls Philadelphia fans trash. Wait till you hear this. That's coming up. 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.